Well, what about that sense of this matrix, this network?
This thing you mine for language? Yeah, I sort of see it like that, that there's something you, that all the metaphors of alchemy, which are, locating the deposit, extracting, concentrating, alloying, fabricating, apply to this enterprise of language and literature and art, and clearly that's, basically what it's all about. And you have to get in there somehow to this, to the main vein. And once you're there, it's just pure logos. And that's the way I've always gotten at it. I figure that's the way the really smart money gets at it. The Melville, the Joyce, these voices that you find.
Are somehow channeling closer to that mate from a position
Yeah.
closer to that matrix
Yeah.
or whatever you
And that's what real channeling is getting close to that kind
to
of.
that rip the fecundity. I
Yeah.
mean, that's the thing that's so wrong about the I didn't really get that this totally explicitly, but about like a lot of channeled material is that I have no doubt that you can set yourself up into a psychic information network wherein you, human ego at this point in history, are aware or become aware of the presence of another personality and voice, which then you bring through and write down. I'm not saying nothing about ontology, something about perception and psychology. But the thing is that the stuff that gets transmitted, so much of it is so bad and so literalistic and so boring, because it's not actually close to that. Because that is so rich with.
It's because, as you say, it's too easy. You have no doubt people can do it, and you're right, they can do it. And then, so then what you get is C plus
Right.
material.